The final bracha in the list, Hanais in the Yayif Koyach, who gives strength to the weary, is something which is actually not found in the Gemara at all. Question is, when was it added? According to some, it was added by the Rabbanon Savirai, those who actually edited the Gemara in the final couple of generations after the Chasimas HaTalmud, the conclusion and the final redacting of the Gemara. There are those that say it actually came a little bit later from the Chasidi Ashkenaz, the early German mystics. Now, either way, the simple meaning of this bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu replenishes our strength every single day. Every morning when we wake up, we feel refreshed. We go to sleep exhausted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally charges us up overnight and gives us the strength to be able to carry on for another day. However, Rav Schwab points out that this bracha should then be in the wrong place. Number one is it's not referring to Yisrael anymore, and the last two brachas were referring specifically to Klal Yisrael. And secondly, in the order of the brachas, ready, wide awake, we've got our clothes on, we're ready to get going. So surely, Hanos and the Av Kayach should be right at the beginning. He says something quite fascinating. There's a difference between Ayef and Yoif. Simple tiredness is Ayef. But the word Yoif comes from a brata from Pasuk in Yeshaya. Noisin la Yoif Kayach alein, Einim Otzme Yarbetz, after if Bashas Lech Lecha. He gives strength to the weary and gives abundant might to the powerless. According to the context in Yeshaya, the word Ya'if doesn't mean tired. It means exhausted or worn out. In fact, the Mefarshim on that Pasuk, the Targum, the Radak, say, who's the Ya'if? No, he's saying the Ya'if Koyach talking about Klal Yisrael. We're so completely exhausted from the Galus that we've had to endure for so long that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look after us and give us strength to be able to continue. Whether it was the Rabbanon Sovarai, whether it was the Hasidi Ashkenaz, they realized that Bavosinu HaRavim, it looked like Mashiach's not coming for a long time. The Galus is extended. The Galus could go on for thousands of years. And therefore, they're teaching each and every one of us that although we've got to face a hostile world every single day, although there are real existential challenges facing us throughout this exile, wherever we are, and even though it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, there's no end in sight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the strength to live with it and to tolerate it as a nation. So whilst the simple meaning of the bracha is talking about a feeling of refreshment upon awakening, there's a much deeper level here, which is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Jewish people the ability to endure the challenges of exile. He gives us a special strength. It's something supernatural. It's something that any other nation in the world would have just given up. You need to look at the news to see anti-Semitism all around. Hostages and shuls. The amount of security that we need. The amount of vile anti-Jewish hatred there is online. It's insane. It's irrational. It's illogical. It's ubiquitous. Why don't we just give up? And the answer is, Klal Yisrael's got a mission for the world. There's a certain sense of nobility that comes with the fact that we're aware of our purpose and our goal. Noisin lo ya'if kayach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumps that strength through us on a daily basis, realizing we're part of Klal Yisrael, we have a noble mission, and therefore we're not going to give up regardless. And it doesn't matter how long the journey is. The Am HaNetzach, we the eternal nation, lo mefached min derech arukah, we're not afraid of a long journey, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that motivates us and gives us that strength.